Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network. Heading into this morning's guest interview segment this morning, and Ryan Lyman joining me on the air today. Ryan is the chairman of the board for the Afton-Lincoln County Airport and giving us some updates on what's happening with the airport in Afton and some potential developments happening near the airport as well. Ryan, thanks for your time. First off, let's just go back to what occurred a couple of years ago. Some of our listeners might remember a developer approached the town of Afton to try and put in an air park per se, and just not speaking for the Planning and Zoning Committee, but just tell us what happened there.
Yeah, so that there was, I think they had extensive, or multiple anyway, town council meetings and planning and zoning meetings where they took public input, and the developer was there, obviously, and had submitted application for, I believe, rezoning and some different things there. I don't know all the details about that. But the town of Afton, my understanding is that that original idea was denied. I believe it was 23-lot subdivision, and this is going to be on the southwest corner of the airport, basically, between the airport and South Allred.
Okay.
And then so the developer went back to the drawing board, is my understanding, and came back to the planning and zoning for the town of Afton with a 5-lot plat idea. And that was initially, or eventually, I should say, was approved. There are, however, 10 pretty significant conditions on that approval. So it's not a final approval. It's a approval with conditions. And so that's where I believe that's at.
Okay. And so, but it was approved with those conditions. And so then it goes to you guys at the board of directors for the airport itself. And what decision was made from you?
So they,
and the board, I should say.
Yeah. So then they came to the Afton-Lincoln Airport Board seeking what's called a residential through the fence agreement. So RTTF is how the FAA, they like acronyms. And so they came to us for that, and that their proposal, they brought us their proposal, and we had multiple meetings and we had public input. And we ended up denying also their first proposal to us. Then they filed a brief, it's called, with the Third District Court. And after many months of back and forth briefs and responses, Judge Blumel in the Third District found our decision to be arbitrary and capricious. He reversed and remanded our decision.
Okay, which means what?
Yeah, so then we entered into negotiations to try and come to some kind of a proposal that could be amenable to the developer and Afton-Lincoln Airport.
Okay.
And so that's taken many months to get to that. Here, last week or the week before, we had a Afton-Lincoln Airport board meeting in which we were able to come to an agreement on at least the initial idea that, yeah, we both have kind of come to an agreement as to be able to move forward anyway. So the next steps now are we're going to be developing the CC&Rs for the subdivision, so the covenants and restrictions for the subdivision, as well as all of the details of that residential through the fence agreement that then has to be submitted to the FAA, and there's significant review by the FAA at that point.
Gotcha. Ryan Lyman in studio this morning. He's the chairman of the board with the Afton-Lincoln County Airport. And so to give us more details on what this proposal is, obviously you mentioned the initial proposal, 23-ish or so air park type lots.
Yep.
The developer has pulled that back to 5 now.
5.
And so tell us, what does this look like and what are they really proposing here?
So I believe it's 38, 39 acres, something like that. So divided into 5 lots. They won't be subdividable anymore in the future. So do the math, 39 divided by 5. Those will have essentially hangar homes. Like we have an air park now that still has many, many openings. I don't believe what the build out is, but it's not very full yet. It'll have similar homes with hangars on them. So and the proposal is, if it's all approved by the FAA, is that these owners will be able to taxi from their home to the airport and then be able to access the airport there.
Similar how Alpine is set up, correct?
Yeah.
Our listeners may be familiar with how that is set up.
I think so. And how the current air park that's on the east side of the airport is now.
Okay. You mentioned there's some stipulations. What does the developer need to do to hold up their end, and what as far as the stipulations are concerned?
Yeah, there's a lot of sewer and water. I know the town of Afton, I don't have those 10 on the top of my memory right now, but the main considerations, I believe, are sewer and water considerations, because there's not a lot of access to sewer and water over there. And so I think that's going to be the main hurdles as far as the town of Afton is concerned. And then for the FAA is obviously safety. And their FAA regulations are extensive. And so those safety things are – we negotiated a 75-foot limit on the wingspan. And so that's going to limit the size of the aircraft that can be there. Actually going to limit it to smaller than aircraft that we already have. So we already have a lot larger aircraft than that coming in and out of here quite often. And so it's going to limit the size of the aircraft at this new air park to actually be smaller than what we actually have coming in already.
Gotcha. When this initial proposal went in with the 23 or whatever it was lots, I know a lot of people living around the airport had a lot of concerns. And now with this smaller scaled down version, has the developer been able to kind of resolve some of those concerns? I know you held a public meeting with a lot of people around the area. What was that public meeting like? And are people feeling better about it? Or what's the kind of consensus there?
We had five or six residents come to our most recent meeting. And I would say no. I would say probably not a lot of concerns at that time were resolved, but I've tried to meet individually with each of those residents to explain this whole situation, where we're at, how the approval from the Afton Planning and Zoning, the Third District Court ruling, and how we're trying to negotiate the best possible solution we absolutely can. And we've had, from the input that they gave us, we've been taking that into our negotiations and trying to get just as good as we can get for the community.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you updating us on what's happening with all this and what the potential outcomes are. Anything we missed that you feel is worth mentioning as far as this proposed development that could take place at the airport?
I don't think so. It's going to still take some time. Once we get these, we continue to build this RTTF agreement, submit it to the FAA. That could take, I don't know how long that takes. It's very slow once you get to the federal level. And so we're just going to move through it and see how it goes. People have concerns or questions, they're welcome to contact me. And I'd love to sit down with anybody and explain at least what I know anyway.
Sure. And if people want to attend the future meetings, how often and when and where does the airport board meet?
Yeah, we normally meet, we meet every month. And it's at 5:00. I believe it's the third Wednesday. I should know that, but I just have to look at my pocket computer and have it tell me.
You have a few boards that you attend, so I get
one or two. And yeah, so I believe it's the third Wednesday. They can contact Rick at the airport if they want detailed information. But it's usually 5:00, and we meet there at the airport there's a little conference room there at the airport.
Perfect. Ryan Lyman, the chairman of the board for the Afton-Lincoln County Airport. Ryan, appreciate your time, and we'll touch base again with any new updates.
Sounds good. Thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.